In this video, we will talk about forgiveness, trust, access, and safety. These words are often confused, especially in Christian settings. Forgiveness is not the same as trust. Forgiveness is not the same as access. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. Forgiveness is not the same as pretending nothing happened. A Christian single mother may feel pressure to forgive quickly, trust immediately, stop talking about the harm, or allow someone back into her life because that is what a good Christian does. But biblical forgiveness is not denial. It is not unsafe exposure. It is not the removal of consequences. It is not a command to ignore patterns. Colossians 3:13 calls believers to forgive as the Lord forgave us. That is real. Christians are called away from revenge, hatred, and bitterness. But Romans 12 also says, if it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men. Those words matter, if it is possible and as much as it is up to you. Peace is not always possible in the same way with every person. Some relationships may be restored slowly. Some may require firm boundaries. Some may require structured communication. Some may need legal limits. Some may need distance. Some may not be safe. Trust is built through truth, repentance, humility, consistency, responsibility, and time. Trust is not owed simply because someone wants it. Trust is not rebuilt by charm, pressure, apology without change, or spiritual language without responsibility. Access is also different from forgiveness. You can forgive someone and still not give that person private access to your emotions, your children, your home, your body, your schedule, or your future. This is especially important when there has been abuse, coercion, threats, stalking, manipulation, repeated irresponsibility, sexual misconduct, addiction-related danger, or violation of court orders. A faithful boundary is not revenge, it is stewardship. A mother of honor asks, what protects my children? What honors Christ? What is truthful? What is safe? What is legally required? What is wise? What support do I need? Forgiveness releases revenge to God. Trust asks whether a person has become trustworthy. Access asks what level of contact is wise. Safety asks what must be protected now. You do not have to solve all of that alone. Seek pastoral wisdom, professional help, legal guidance, or crisis support when needed. Jesus does not ask you to become careless in order to prove you are forgiving. He teaches truth, mercy, wisdom, courage, and love. Reflection question, which word do you most need to separate right now? Forgiveness, trust, access, or safety? Gentle next step, write one boundary that could help you walk with peace and self-respect this week.